Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to MOT. I'm your host, Crispy, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Season 7 finale of The Amazing Race Canada, right here on Everything About TV. It is good to be back and behind the microphone once again. It feels like it's been a while. It feels like it's been like 2 weeks since I've actually podcast. No, not really. I'm just been waiting. It's been the waiting game to do another podcast. And I have a little bit of announcement at the end of today's podcast. I do have something to announce to you guys. It's amazing news that, well, not amazing news, but some stuff is coming up. I'm going to talk about that at the end of the podcast today. So that is really exciting to talk about for you guys at the end of this podcast. And it'll be interesting. You'll see what I mean. And let's just say there is some content coming towards this podcast over the next week, particularly four podcasts coming up in the next week. I'll talk more about that at the end of the podcast. Let's get right into it. The Amazing Race Canada Season 4. We are here at finale week, and it is, what a crazy season it has been this year. It has just been a whirlwind of, you know, adventure and whatnot, this season especially. Alright, so from here, they are currently in Nova Scotia at the moment, and then teams will have to make their way all the way to Toronto Airport. From there, they have to go all the way to executive flight terminal, and then which will take them on a seaplane to Muskoka, Ontario. So Sarah said this is they are doing this for their classroom champions. Also, they're doing it for another great cause as well. I did not realize. I don't remember what it was exactly. So Lauren, you know, really, you know, says thing that this is really amazing. They finish first, and they will be the first Saskatchewan team to win the Amazing Race Canada. And then, of course, Anthony and James were, you know, they couldn't believe the sisters were still in this, and Dave and Irina were out of the running for the title of Amazing Race Canada. And then once at the executive flight airport, they will sign up for one of three flights to Muskoka, and then they also get to stock up on Cliff Bars. And then court for the final leg of the race. And then they will be landing separately in Port Carling, which I know where that is. I think I've been there before. I've actually been to Port Carling before. So I know where that is exactly. I do know where the heck that is as well. And then also, they'll be landing on Lake Rosseau, and then where they'll get their next clue. Sarah and Sam were there first, and then Sarah and Sam saying something about advantage. There is no advantage, or maybe being there first is an advantage. I think that's what they meant, was like being there. They have the advantage of, you know, being there first before, you know, anyone else is. And then, of course, Laura and Joanne obviously dropped their clue at the airport, so they had to, you know, use the taxi cabs, the drivers, you know, their phone. And then, of course, Anthony and James were there first, Sarah and Sam were second, Laura and Joanne looking up, you know, seaplane places, so they have to figure out where they have to obviously go. And then, of course, they went back to the terminal, and then, you know, Lauren felt bad for letting her sister down. And then, of course, when they get their next clue, they all obviously have to, you know, complete a life-size, you know, not a puzzle, like it, what do they call that? It's a life-size game, what they have to do. So they will roll a dice where they will be determined where they're going to start from, and then from there, they will complete all the route markers, by answering trivia. And then they land on a detour or a roadblock, they will have to answer one additional question in order to, you know, continue on with the game. And then once your turn, if you get it wrong, then you have to wait your next turn. Now, if you there was no tea behind, then you would actually probably end up answering it a little bit quicker. But, of course, I think a lot of the teams were very, very, very close together. They were very close together during this season as well. And then it was Nanaimo Lake 5. And then adding up the Nanaimo Bar ingredients, how many were there in total? It was 13. They were right. And then who was eliminated at the Lake 1? Obviously, we know who that was. That was Jet and Dave that were eliminated on Lake number 1. And then Detour, and then, of course, talking about the detour, name the leg, that leg that with the detour that, name the leg that had no detour. So, obviously, they said 5, 6, and 7. They're wrong. Tara and Sam started at leg 7. The number of balls that was in the pit, obviously, was 30,000. They were right. Then Andy James, obviously, they, and then, of course, talking about, like, what leg you had to do celebrate or elevate. They said Edmonton. They were right. And then Sam and Sarah was leg 2 for their question. They were on leg 2. And then, obviously, talking about what was in the pub that they had to sing Farewell to Nova Scotia. And then they were right. Lauren Joanne, obviously, were asked what was the name of the memorial where they had their first clue up in Thunder Bay. It was Terry Fox Memorial. And then Anthony James obviously got their next clue. And then it was Anthony James actually answered their last question right, and they got the next clue. Then it was a rope lock. So the rope lock was they had to go to the historic Cleveland House, and then obviously they will take flight in a hydro. It's like a hydro thing where they are actually fly. They have to fly. They will end up having to, you know, maintain a height of 15 feet by getting the blue line around the above the water level. Pretty much. And then from there, they also have to, you know, put a sandbag into the actual hole in the target. Once they do that, they will get the next clue. Jane's gonna do it. Sam was gonna do it as well. And then obviously, Then talking about the trip from Toronto to Kamloops, how many express passes were given out? It was 2. They were right. Joanne was going to do it. And then, of course, Joanne saying that she is a yoga instructor but has a problem with balance. James got 1, but has to maintain a maximum height of 15 feet in the air. And then James missed the target. James got it. And then, obviously, they will have to take a speedboat all the way to Russo Cabin. Russo Lake Cottage to get the next clue. When they do get there, they have to put together this Muskoka chair. And then once they do that, then Miles will give them their next clue. And then, of course, Muskoka chairs, there's a lot of screws putting in there. Like, it's a building challenge. So you have to pretty much, you have to build. And it's like a lot of screws. And, you know, you have to make sure you have the right screws to go in the right spots, obviously. So obviously it is going to be a bit of a challenge. I thought it definitely looked like a challenge and a half to do, but you know, I was surprised how fast actually teams got it done. I know probably longer than when obviously when you're watching on TV. If you're but if you are actually on the Amazing Race Canada, then it would be a big different story. You know, it would be completely different from actually watching it to actually being on the race, especially. Sarah, Sam, and then Lauren and Joanne were done. Anthony James had a loose screw. Roadblock, who wants to get in the holiday spirit, and then where they will one team ever who did not do the last last roadblock in this leg of the race will have to do it, and then they have to run around in Santa's Village and look for one or three elves that will have a Amazing Race Canada colored candy cane. Once they do that, they will bring it to the big man himself, Santa Claus, obviously, and they will give him their next clue. So pretty straightforward instructions to, you know, do it all. And then obviously as well, Sarah and Sam were done. Joanne said, you know, and of course, you know, saying that, and then she is very lucky to have her big sister as her Amazing Race Canada race partner, or her Amazing Race Canada race partner. And then Lauren, Joanne, Don, Anthony got his candy cane, Sarah got her candy cane, and then of course, the two of them were pretty much side by side, like, when they got to the big man himself, obviously Sarah was there, but Anthony got there first. So, and of course between the main two teams, it was very, 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 very close. It was a very, very, very close race, especially in the end. And then of course they have one more challenge. They will have to go to Vela and they will have to assemble this irrigation system, which obviously gives water to all these cranberries, which is, this farm is really, really well known for the cranberries, growing cranberries especially. They will have to assemble the irrigation system, and if the water flows, they will get their next final clue. So Sarah and Sam got their clue. Sarah said Anthony and Jennings are a little bit ahead of them, but they got this. And of course, this is also Sarah and Sam saying that, you know, this is a very athletic challenge, so they could probably take over the first place spot there. They could take it over very, very quickly. So it is very, like, they can actually, you know, jump ahead of the, Anthony and James. Lauren and Joanne got their clue, and then, of course, Anthony and, James, were, like, one half of, Anthony and James, had one half of the irrigation system built, but the other half will not connect. Obviously, it had to do something with the fact that they had to, one area had to have a sprinkler in it. So that was the issue they were having, was there was a sprinkler that they that was not working. Obviously, that was kind of the issue that they were having, and but they figured it out. And then of course, Anthony, James, Sarah, and them done. Teams must make their way to the Fort Sydney to Mira O. This is the finish line for the Amazing Race Canada. The first team to arrive will win the Amazing Race Canada and $250,000 and whatnot. So team number one and the winners of Amazing Race Canada is Anthony and James. And yeah, I did a dramatic pause, so I'm gonna make sure that when I edit this edited version, just have a little dramatic pause. Yeah, Anthony James are the winners of the Amazing Race Canada. They won a trip for two around the world. A trip for two around the world. They have the Chevy RS, trucks. And then also they have $250,000, and also they have the title of the Amazing Race Canada as well. Of course, team number two was Sarah and Sam. I was really hoping Sarah and Sam were gonna win, but they didn't. You know, it is what it is. I really would like to see Sarah and Sam come back for an All-Star season. Definitely, that would be on my list. I would like to see the two of them back for an All-Star edition of the Amazing Race. That would be very, very wicked if they can do that. If Amazing Race Canada brings them back for an All-Star edition, that would be really, really cool if they can do that, especially. And I hope they do. Team number three was Laura and Joanne that were the third team to arrive on this final leg of the race. All right, and then, of course, Lauren, you know, obviously, it has been, you know, awesome that they were the first teams from Saskatchewan to be on the Maison Race Canada, and obviously, I would like to see Lauren and Joanne come back, too, but I know you're going to hate me for this, and, like, Chris, what the heck are you talking about? Well, I would like to see David and Irina come back, obviously. I would like them to come back. I know what all the stuff they've been doing, you know, all the, like, the cheating and, you know, the way they've been treating other teams. You know, I love them as a team, but I did not like what they did, obviously. But I know, again, like I said, I've said this so many times during the season of the Maison Race. This is a game for $250,000. So, you know, it is like it is a game, but I would like to see them come back. I would love to see Lauren Joanne come back as well. I definitely now, if I think about it, I would definitely update my Maison Race Canada All-Stars list pretty soon, and I'm going to, because I do have an All-Star cast I would like to actually do sometime in December at some point. I like to do that during the off-season between Survivor and Big Brother Canada, so I will be doing that somewhere along the line for you guys. But I do have to do an update, complete update to the list of the Maison Race Canada. I gotta figure out who I want and whatnot. And I just also found out, I didn't know that this happened at the end of August. Unfortunately, Kenneth and Ryan of season 5, I think it was. I think it was season 5. Well, Kenneth unfortunately passed away. He died. He had an unfortunate accident on a mountain, and he did not survive, which is really sad to hear, because I believe that they were on my list for a All-Star season, I think. I think they were on my list for an All-Star season down the road. So, unfortunately, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do for that. Maybe Ryan will do it with someone else. I don't know what they would do in that situation, but it is unfortunate. It's really sad to hear that. Like, they were one hell of a team. Those two were one hell of a team on the Maison Race Canada. They were awesome team, so to speak. They were a very competitive team, and I really did like them. I really, really did like them as people as well. So I just want to share that little news with you. I don't know for those who are Maison Race Canada fans, but I found that out this morning watching the episode, and I fell asleep too early, so obviously I did not get a chance to watch it last night. So, but let you guys know that. All right, so that's it for season 11 of Everything About TV. We are completely finished for the season. We are complete, and what are we doing next? Well, we are currently on the off-season, so which means we will be definitely doing some off-season stuff. I was not going to do it originally, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to make sure you guys still get great content one way or another between seasons of the between Maison Race Canada and also the Survivor season, which is coming up very, very, very quickly. So with saying that, I will be back on Monday for a very special podcast for you guys. What are we going to cover, you're asking? Well, we're going to cover some Survivor. We're going to talk some Survivor with you guys. We are going to talk about Survivor, the top 15 moments on Survivor that will be coming up with that'll be an interesting podcast indeed. And then, of course, Wednesday we'll be back for another podcast. We'll be doing the Survivor Island of the Idols preview podcast, and then we'll be back next Friday as well. We are going to do a Friday podcast as well, and then to kind of wrap up the off season for you guys. And then the following week we start the next season, our 12th season of the podcast. I cannot believe we're going to be already there. It is crazy to think that we have already become such a long-running... It has become a long-running podcast for me. I've been doing this for 231 episodes now, as I'm looking at the whiteboard as we're speaking, but I cannot believe we're actually at that number already. We're getting closer and closer to episode 300, which won't be probably sometime next year, I'm sure of it. Alright, that's about it for me. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only. Also, you can follow me behind the scenes on Instagram and Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web, and we will see you guys back here on Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, for a very special Survivor Top 15 podcast right here on Arizona TV. And then back on Wednesday for the preview podcast. Sorry, hang on a second. Preview podcast is on Friday, so it'll be off-season podcast on Wednesday. That'll be the Big Brother one. Then it is the preview podcast on Friday. Sorry about that. I made a little boo-boo on that. So that is the schedule. I will post it up on Twitter for you guys. Go follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web, and you'll see the schedule. All right. Have a good one. We will have a great weekend. We will see you guys back here on Monday for an off-season podcast. Until then, have a good one. We'll see you guys on Monday. Bye for now.